never want the actual manifestation. We want the way that manifestation is going to make us feel. Once you understand this, the game changes because you are in control of your energetic state and you can choose to feel that way right now. Hey, Mystics. Today, we're talking all about the book Feeling is the Secret by Neville Goddard. This book is such a fast, beautiful, quick read. It took me about an hour. It's very short, but it's very compact and filled with so much wisdom. It's about how feeling is the most powerful tool for manifestation there is. You can think all the great thoughts, you can expect all the great things to happen, but if you don't feel it throughout your whole being, it will never manifest. This is a spiritual teacher who talks a lot about the concept of the law of assumption. The law of assumption states that believing the thing you want already exists right now will magnetize the thing to you a lot more quickly because you are going to be an energetic match to the thing that you're desiring. Neville says what you feel always dominates what you feel you would like to be. So a lot of people are like, oh, I'm going to be such an amazing actress. I'm going to be so successful. But this talk of I will be or I'm going to be is always putting your manifestation in the future. Speak things like I am, I do, I have, and then you're claiming this identity now in the present moment. He talks about this idea that we must live in the wish fulfilled. We have to live in the state as though our wish is already fulfilled. It is done. You know it is here. You are the person you need to be to manifest everything you've ever wanted. So how does that feel to you? The subconscious responds to feelings. Imagine just for a second that the thing that you desired is here now. Maybe it's your debt paid off. Maybe it's your dream job, or you're about to move to your dream location, or the husband or the wife of your dreams just appeared out of nowhere. Maybe you're manifesting a proposal. How do you feel in your body now that your wish is here? Really label the feeling. This is a really powerful exercise. Do you feel relief? Are you manifesting a record deal? Does that make you feel excited? Does that make you feel powerful and proud? Does it make you feel bliss or enchanted? Are you full of energy and vibrant? Do you feel magical? Do you feel blessed, stimulated, powerful, confident? Like really label down to the core what the emotion is that you want to feel. Because we never want the actual manifestation. We want the way that manifestation is going to make us feel. Once you understand this, the game changes because you are in control of your energetic state and you can choose to feel that way right now. Neville also says that if you feel that way right now, this makes you an energetic match and makes you attract this manifestation a lot more quickly. So here's an example of the wish already being fulfilled. Have you ever booked a trip somewhere in advance and now you know you're leaving in 2 weeks for this trip and you're excited for this beautiful trip to Hawaii that you're going to experience, but the trip isn't here right now. You still have all the feelings associated with that trip because you already booked it. You know it's here. It's just a matter of 2 weeks passing and then you're going to be on the trip. This is kind of the approach you want to take with your manifestations. You have written an order form to the universe and you are thanking the universe for what you already have. Now you are releasing resistance and it's already yours. There's no resistance in the way. Your wish is already fulfilled. This is what it feels like. When it comes to desire, Neville says, denying the evidence of the senses and appropriating the feeling of the wish fulfilled is the way to the realization of your desire. He's talking about rejecting the 3D circumstances that you are currently in. This is so powerful and a very difficult thing for people to do because it requires us to be delusional. This means denying the unfavorable circumstances that are appearing in your reality. And the thing with manifestation is whenever you are in the middle of manifesting something, we end up getting lots of triggers thrown at us. We have lots of obstacles that come up, lots of limiting beliefs that come up, but these are all tests to keep us in our energetic state and aligned to receive our manifestation. So when you focus on all of the negative triggers and the obstacles that are coming up, this is how people end up spiraling into negative states, negative vortexes, which then create negative thoughts and then negative feelings. And again, if you are in the downward spiral feeling, you are not an energetic match to the thing you're trying to attract. So feeling is the secret. these lower frequency states of emotion. They're not bad. They're just not a match to what you want, and they're blocking your manifestation. So it's really important to also know that we live in a dualistic universe. We live in a polar universe where it's black and white, left and right, up and down, hot and cold. You will usually draw the opposite of this manifestation as an obstacle before your desire is actualized. So if you're manifesting a large sum of money, then you'll notice your 3D reality will often test this manifestation by challenging your idea of abundance. Maybe you receive a bunch of unforeseen bills in the mail. You get a parking ticket. All of a sudden you owe someone money and you had no idea. All of these challenges are coming up out of nowhere and you get sucked into these triggers. All of a sudden you submit yourself to this 3D reality and your 3D circumstances and you have not passed the test. Now you have released your manifestations. You're not holding the frequency anymore. The trick is to hold the frequency of what is in your mind. Hold the frequency of what you are visualizing. Keep that imagination vivid. Hold the vision, okay? Remain strong in your belief and prioritize the emotional state required for this manifestation to magnetize. Focus on the feeling of the positive emotions. Let yourself feel down for a day or two, right? But get back up, get on your feet. You have things to manifest here, and you are required to be in an elevated state for all of your dreams. Most of your dreams are on a different frequency, right? Neville talks a lot in this book about the subconscious mind and the conscious mind. He says the subconscious mind is the realm of cause and the conscious mind is the realm of effect. So the conscious mind generates ideas and then impresses them onto the subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind receives the ideas and gives form and expression to them. He says the gateway to the subconscious mind is by sleep and prayer. Use these to realize your desired state. Sleep reveals your thoughts and feelings to you. It's also the way you change and reprogram your mind. This is why right before you fall asleep, the most powerful thing you can do is design who you want to be. Have sleep affirmations or sleep hypnosis or some form of positive self-talk running in your mind before you sleep. This is like a blessing ritual, okay? Never fall asleep with negative thoughts because they are impacting your subconscious mind. Neville says once you fall asleep, you have lost all freedom of choice. Now your slumber is dominated by your last concept of self. So if you went to bed hating yourself, you will be programming more of that hate within. You want to go to sleep saying things like, I am successful, I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am blessed, I am abundant, I have everything I could ever wish for. And if you don't believe these things, you need to reframe the sentences in ways that your subconscious mind will believe it. Like, I have something to be grateful for every day. Start small because you know, you believe that you have something to be grateful for every day. Change the sentences to work with where you're at currently. The second thing Neville talks about is prayer. He's very big on prayer and he talks a lot about how the Bible, if it's read in a very literal sense, talking about the historical interpretation of it, that a lot of its beautiful symbolism will be lost. Okay, so you need to look at the Bible as a very metaphorical book. Talking about analogies, talking about the secrets and the codes of life. He says, when you pray, no matter what you desire, believe that you have already received it and it will be yours. So when you're in a state of prayer, pray as if it's already here. Thank God, thank the universe, thank whoever for blessing you with everything that you already currently have. There's actually a Bible verse about this. It's Mark 11:24. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. The only condition is that you have to believe your prayers are already answered. Law of assumption. Believe that it is so and it will be so. Shut off the evidence of your senses, okay? Rejecting the 3D circumstances is such a big thing here. Shut off the evidence of your senses before you pray. Focus more on the visualization in your mind. When the senses confirm the absence of your wish, the feeling of lack will win. So right before bed, if you are like, oh my God, but I don't have money. And, or if you're like, oh my God, but my coffee machine just broke, whatever it is that you're focused on. If you are too focused on the state of lack, then that will be amplified right before bed, because that is when your subconscious is the most impressionable. So you can think negative thoughts throughout the day. Ideally, you don't want to, but that's the only time you should be thinking negative thoughts. Because when your head hits the pillow, it should all be positive self-talk from there. You also want to do this subconscious reprogramming when you're in a passive state, especially right before bed. Pray as if your wish is fulfilled. Neville says that the key to reality creation is that you are already that which you want to be, and your refusal to believe this is the only reason you don't see it manifesting in your reality. So he says, signs follow, they do not precede. This is like the quote of, when I see it, I'll believe it. This person who says this will never see the thing, because you have to reframe the sentence and say, when I believe it, I will see it. So convince yourself of the reality and state you're seeking, and the results will follow. It is law. It is the law of assumption. The acceptance of the end automatically wills the means of realization. Make no mistake about this. I don't know if you guys have ever seen this funny meme of Mr. Bean. He's like walking on top of a bus and he's just like walking to his end goal. And he doesn't realize, I think he's like on his phone or something, or he's distracted, but he just keeps walking. He knows where he wants to go. And because he's not focused on the 3D circumstances or the 3D reality, a bunch of things sort of appear in front of him as he's walking to create the way for him. And he had no idea that he would have like fallen. He wasn't paying attention to any of the dangers or how what he was doing was in fact very dangerous. He just trusted that he knew where he was going, and life rearranged itself to work out for him. When you can understand that that's actually how life works, that little meme was so spiritual, then you will surrender to all of these negative thoughts. You will surrender to the how. Just focus on what. What do you want to feel? Because you can feel that right now, and you will attract everything to you to make that feeling sustained in your life. I hope you loved this podcast. It was very short and sweet, just like the book. You guys should definitely read that book, Feeling is the Secret. And I'll see you for the next episode. Love you guys.